PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播正在播出的轻松学英语，英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家来到我们今天周一的看书有道阅读美文，马上邀请出我们来自荷兰的女老师 Judy。
Hey, hello everyone, good afternoon。
欢迎 Judy 老师。那上一周呢，我们和大家一起呢学习了Francis Bacon 的著名的名篇 Of Studies 论读书啊，受到大家的欢迎。那在这个炎热的夏日呢，我们读一些智慧的清凉，让大家呢能够吸取吸取啊这些大师的名篇的他们的思想的精华。那今天呢，我们继续为大家带来一篇名篇的节选。那么作者呢就是
Mark Twain's Advice to Youth。
哎，我们的 Mark Twain 啊，他是马克吐温啊，美国的非常著名的作家。而今天的这篇节选呢，是他曾经写过的一篇小短文，叫做 Advice to Youth， 给青年人的忠告哈、啊。咱们都是青年人，哎，咱们的听友当中呢，大部分也都是青年人，还有很多呢是心内心是一颗青年人的心。那所以今天的这个啊大文豪给我们青年人的建议，要一起好好的去学习学习，看看 Mark Twain 呢到底都说了一些什么啊？那 Mark Twain 是何许人也呢？啊，朱迪老师，您觉得 Mark Twain 在您心目中是一个什么样的形象
？Well, to be honest, like I haven't read that much of Mark Twain yet, but he is he's very famous in the Netherlands too, and he's mainly famous for his sarcasm and his critical view, and mainly on authority. Like he kind of rejects a lot that's got to do with authority. His main advice that you should listen to yourself and make decisions for yourself and not blindly follow what others say.So, and that's what I really like about him.
嗯，那看来刚才呢，这老师说了哈，他对 Mark Twain 的印象最深的就是他的那些充满了讽刺的语言和作品，还有他的思想和观念。啊，我看到在我们的直播聊天群当中，大家已经纷纷给我们百度出来了 Mark Twain 啊。其实我们中国的同学呢，对他马克吐温一点都不陌生，我们读过很多他的作品，还有一些他的一些 famous quotes 是很多的。那马克吐温呢，是美国批判现实主义文学的奠基人。啊，我们听到这样一个词语叫批判现实主义，就知道他得该多么批判了、啊、多么的 critical 啊、
mm-hmm.
那他呢的思想和创作呢，是从早期的一种轻快调笑，到中期的辛辣讽刺，再到后期的悲观厌世，是他经历了美国从初期资本主义到帝国主义的发展的一种真实的创作写照。那他的作品呢风格非常的鲜明，批判社会不合理现象或者是人性的丑恶啊，就像咱们的这个鲁迅先生一样啊，是口诛笔伐。另外呢，要表达强烈正义感和对普通人民的关心，在西部幽默的传统基础上呢，发挥极度夸张的艺术想象，语言那是暴露激烈、讽刺、老辣。所以就像您刚才说的那个单词一样，叫 sarcasm。
Yes, his sarcasm was really his way of showing people what he thought about the world and what was wrong about the world, but also in a veryinnovative way. Like people weren't really used to that kind of making arguments, and well, his way, especially of addressing social inequality in society, meaning the discrimination against black people, his way of sarcastically making comments to that really shook people awake. Like.Gave people a message they really remembered by his way of speaking.
啊，老师说呢，说这个 Mark Twain 的一种幽默的方式是一种非常 innovative way， 用非常创新的方式来表达他的幽默。确实是这样的，他的一个特点呢，就是他的作品当中经常是以我为主人公。这个我呢，就有点像咱们那个相声里的主人公一样，哎，他会去扮演各种各样的喜剧人物。但是这些人物大多很天真，很 innocent， 很老实，很无知，思想很单纯，什么事呢都一厢情愿，结果常常就事与愿违咯。可是呢，这个马克吐温啊，用天真老实的人做主人公是有原因的，就是他总是很创新，这些主人公呢总是怀着某种理想或某种单纯的想法，结果在现实当中是处处碰壁啊，说明这个理想是不现实的，行不通的。而他越明白不明白这一点，就越现出理想和现实之间的差距，所以他的文章当中写了很多这样的小人物。
Yes, I really like his famous quotes. You have like, for example, the quote, "Humor is tragedy plus time." And that is very, like, if you are in trouble, that you worry about something, oh, my boyfriend doesn't love me, or, oh, that girl, I cannot get her, why not? Put things into perspective, you know, like, just give it some time, and then you'll see the humor of things, even of tragedy. And that's a very beautiful quote, I think.
哎，刚才朱迪老师说，他说他最喜欢的马克吐温的一句名言就是 ，humor is tragedy plus time.
Yes,
喜剧就是悲剧加上时间。哎呀，这个话好深刻啊！喜剧是悲剧加上时间，那就是说本来是个悲剧，然后时间长了呢，它就变成了个喜剧。
Yeah, then you'll see the humor of things. It's usually like that, where when you have when you experience a tragedy, like you worry about something, and then over time you will see the humor in it. It's often like that. At least in my case, I don't know.
Like, 是不是
？Yeah.
啊，很多人都喜欢马克吐温的各种名言哈。我也比较喜欢一句，我喜欢 Whenever you find yourself on the side of the majority, it's time to pause and reflect.这话的意思就是说，每当你发现自己和大多数人站在一边的时候，你就应该停下来反思一下。
Yeah, he was really that also characterizes Mark Twain. He really, he really wanted that people, develop their own individuality, like that they become a person and not part of the mass.
哦，对，而且就是说，这句话里面就是说嘛，就是人啊，有时候要想一想自己是不是在随波逐流哈。随波逐流是不是人云亦云了，在这种情况下你一定要 pause and reflect， 要停下来想一想，一个人一定要持着自己内心的，凭着自己本真的一种很清醒的良知去判断，而不要人云亦云。我们非常熟悉的马克吐温的名言还有像什么真理还在穿鞋的时候，谎言走遍半个世界啊，那些都是他说的。 A lie can travel halfway around the world while
The truth is still putting on its shoes.
真理呢还在穿鞋，谎言就走半个世界，说明这谎言的力量真是无穷啊。
Yeah, well, Mark Twain also has written a long essay about the art of lying. And in that, he he doesn't say that lying is good. No, it's not like that. But he, in that essay, he kind of criticizes people's hypocrisy, like,that lying is a sin per definition, while he thinks lying can be very functional and that humans have the natural talent to lie and they should make good use of that. He only criticizes when you don't make good use of that, like when you do bad things with it.
哦，他还专门写了关于论谎言的这种 essay.
Yes.
论文哈。
Yes.
说谎言是有好处的是吗？
Yeah.
是不是一种幽默和反讽的方式啊？其实他是不主张人们说谎的，是不是？所以他要从另外一个角度来讲说啊，其实谎言还是有一定的好处的。哎，不过他在我们今天这个篇章当中啊，致青年人的忠告里，他也谈到了青年人该如何对待谎言，
yeah.
到底要不要说谎。所以今天这个摘选的篇章呢，是 Advice to Youth， 像一个长辈一样哈，对这个所有美国的年轻人呢写了一篇小短文，循循善诱，谆谆教导啊。他就说呢，这个青年人哈应该如何的为人处事。平时呢，我们是比较烦听这种说教的，但是马克吐温写来呢还有点意思，字里行间里面还有很多的一种这种讽刺在里面。
Yes, if you read between the lines, you can kind of read Mark Twain's opinion about authority, and meaning the authority of his time. And this excerpt that we are going to read in a moment is really directed to the youth, to young people.
对。
And he was asked to make a speech, actually,
对。
Directed to the youth to be inspiring.And he said, yeah, okay, sure, but then I want it to be like also really that something they remember and not just a lecture on how they should behave, because they had enough of those, I think.
他是应邀给美国的一个年轻人做一个演讲。他觉得呢，既然要做演讲，就不要说那些让年轻人都记不住的话啊，那些口水话，不要说那些。我要说呢，我就要说一些让你们能够终生记住的，或者是对你们的生活、对你们的为人处事、成长、思想有帮助的话。所以把他这个演讲整理出来呢，就成了 Advice to Youth 这样一篇文章。文章特别长，里面讲到了适当顺从父母啊，尊敬上司和陌生人，不可以说谎。早睡早起是明智的，读好书是绝佳的进步方式，对武器要保持距离等等，这些鲜明的观点语重心长。但是呢，我们今天要节选和大家一起来学习的是他的一个 excerpt。
Yeah, it's an excerpt.
又是一个节选篇章，我们将学将听到包括和父母的关系、上司和陌生人、说谎、早睡早起等等这样的一些。好，接下来我们就一起来学习，大家点开今天的文段，我们先来感受一下第一段。 Let's read the first paragraph.
I hope you will treasure up the instructions with which I have given you and make them a guide to your feetAnd the light to your understanding.
哎，这是 the best quote of this paragraph.
Yeah.
啊，这是当中的。然后我们现在来看这个第一段 first paragraph.
I have a few things in my mind which I have often longed to say for the instruction of the young. For it is in one's tender early years that such things will best take root and be most enduring and most valuable. First, then, I will say to you, my young friends,And I say it beseechingly, urgently.
好，每一个作家都有自己不同的用词风格。从第一段开始，我们就感受到了马克吐温的用词风格。I have a few things in my mind. 我的脑海当中，我的心里啊，一直有一些话。Which I have often longed to say. 这个 long to say 是什么意思？
Well, that he often thought about it. That, oh, I really want to say this to the youth. Or I really want to say that to the youth. And he's really like keeping it in. And he doesn't have a moment that he can actually say it. But he longs for the moment to say it. Like, it means he really waited a long time for...Yeah, to say this.
Really waited a long time to say this.
Yeah.
是心中啊一直藏着这些话啊一直有这些话 Long to do something 是渴望做某事
Yeah.
一直渴望把它一吐为快全部的倾吐出来啊来干什么呢 For the instruction of the young.
Yeah, which actually means to instruct young people, to teach young people something.
哎，说明他作为一个成年人啊，他对青年人呢，心目当中一直是有很多的关爱在的，一直想说一些话给青年人听。他本来写作品嘛，都是鞭挞社会的啊，什么揭露假恶丑的。但是对青年呢，哎，他有一种很关爱之心 ，long to say for the instruction of the youth, of the young.好用以指导青年人为什么呢 For
it is in one's tender early years that such things will best take root
好 For 因为 it's in one's tender early years、啊、在某个人的那种非常 tender 温叫什么很柔嫩的
Yeah like that you're pretty innocent like that you're like a more like a blank page you know like that you're still moldable you can still be formed by something
就是在那种你还是一张白纸的时候
yeah
哈 be 什么 affordable
formable
formable 好是能够被塑造的时候很年轻的很柔嫩的时候 tender early years你看这些用词加了一个 tender 就比 in one's early years 要更加的形象在这样的时候呢 that such things 就是我要说的这些话呀、
yeah.
will best 才能够更好的 take root 我们知道 root 是根那 take root 就是
well that it becomes that becomes part of your character that it becomes installed in your whole development like it's also with a language like Chinese for the most of you is has taken root from yourBaby period. So, if something takes root, that means that it's, it originates and it's enduring.
哎 take root. Root 是根 take root 就是扎根、
yeah.
年轻的时候啊它能够更好的在你的内心扎根。就像我们学习语言我们的汉语是我们的母语。在年轻的时候就已经 take root, 在我们的心中在我们的血液里扎根了。Take root 啊，这样的话呀，越在人年轻的时候，他越能够扎根儿。And be most enduring. Enduring 这意思是
that it will be a long time part of you. That it doesn't go away very quickly.
啊 ，enduring 是持久的意思。
Yeah.
另外呢，还能够非常的持久，还能够 most valuable，、
yeah.
还最具有价值。刚才我们群里有位同学说这个 in tender early years 被翻译为纯真年代哎呦我觉得这个翻译太文艺了真不错好在年轻的时候在纯真年代这些话呢才能够在内心扎根才能够产生最为持久的影响同时也最具价值接下来他就说 first
First, then, I will say to you, my young friends.
哎，我要对你们说呀。首先，我要对你们说，年轻的朋友们。
And I say it beseechingly, urgently.
这里有两个单词，第一个我们没见过，叫 beseechingly， 得学一学。
Beseechingly means actually I beg you, I beseech you is actually a pretty formal word to say I beg you.
To ask someone earnestly.
Yeah, like please.
恳求的、
yeah.
恳求的叫 beseechingly、yeah. 这单词现在都不用了吧、
No, we don't really use that. You only see it in films actually, in movies I saw it a lot, butYeah, in natural daily life conversation, we don't really use beseeching anymore.
是不是、
啊、
电影里可能还在用，现在生活当中都不用这个词了。
Yeah.
Urgently.
Urgently, that means that what he's going to say is very important.、And like it's something can be very urgent. That means it's very important that something gets done quickly.
紧急的、
yeah.
啊、急切的、
yeah.
所以呢我是既要肯诚恳的又是急切的想要把这句话告诉你们。他前面不是说了吗？ I have few things in my mind which I have longed to say for the instruction、
yeah.
我心中那些想对你们年轻人说的话我特别早就想说了，现在我终于有机会要说了。好，那么是什么话呢？第一段，
Always obey your parentsWhen they are present. This is the best policy in the long run, because if you don't, they will make you. Most parents think they know better than you do, and you can generally make more by humoring that superstition than you can by acting on your own better judgment.
就这么简单一句话，说 always obey your parents. 总是要顺从和顺服父母。 Obey 就是服从。
Yeah, like obey means listen to what they say and do what they say.
对，听爸爸妈妈说的，按照爸妈说的做。 Obey 不要反抗，但是有一个前提条件， When they are present.
Present
你一定要知道是什么意思。
When they are around, when they are yeah, near to you.
对了，当他们在场的时候、
yeah.
当着他们的面的时候，你是一定要服从他们的。
Yeah, but when they're not around, yeah.
那就不好说了。爸妈要是不当着你的面，那可能就那就不一定了，就你自己就看着办吧。
Yeah.
但是当他们 they are present, 当他们在当着你面的时候，在堂的时候，你要永远的服从他们。This is the best policy in the long run. In the long run 是从长来看，从长计议。从长计议的话，这是一个最好的选择。
Yeah, on the long run, in the long run means on long term. Like it will give you more benefits in long term.
长远来看是对你有好处的。
Yeah.
他说呀 ,because if you don't,
they will make you.
因为即使你不服从的话，他们也会 make you obedient.
Yeah, they will, your parents will make you obey them. And that's what you don't want.
他们也会迫使你服从的、
yeah.
所以你还不如当着他的面直接先服从了。
Yeah.
好，他说为什么呢？
Most parents think they know better than you do.
大多数的父母都认为他们是比你懂得多的。They know better than you do.
Yeah,
那当然。
They know more than you do. That's what most parents think.
在父母眼中，你永远是那个小不点儿，你懂什么呀？嗯嗯，你懂什么呀？是不是？是不是？那咱们中国的父母是这样的，就连你们外国的父母也是不是也这样的呀？
嗯，
觉得我比你懂得多
？No, not really. Actually, like my parents. I mean, of course, they were parents. So if I really needed advice on something, I would ask for that. But to be honest, they let me make my own mistakes and then conclude that it was a mistake or that it was something good to do. They would never do, like pierce my ears or, I don't know, stay up late. Like they made me experience a lot of stuff instead of saying, you should do this, you should do that. They let me, more free in doing things.
哟，您的父母是让你去犯错误，然后吸取经验和教训哈。
Yeah, and then I have to had to conclude myself if it was a good idea or not.
所以你自己去做出决定，这件事情是做得对的还是做得错的。
Yeah.
哟，那这个是付出代价挺大的，有时候受个什么伤害呀，是吧？
Yeah. Sometimes,
身体上的伤害、
yes.
心灵上的伤害呀，父母都不拦着你，都让你去 尝试 experience?
Yeah, like, they kind of realize that, it mean, most young children have that, or young adults. Like, if you say, you should not do that, then they will do that. And my parents were not in the mood for that. They were like, yeah, just figure it out yourself. And if you're really in trouble, we were there. But just, yeah, go out there yourself and experiment yourself with figuring out what's good to do and what's not good to do. And actually, I am kind of happy they taught me that way.
Oh.
Because I'm pretty stubborn, as most Dutch children are. So, yeah, it's a good way of educating kids, I think.
明白了，这个还是有一些差别哈。
Yeah.
好，可能我们呢，大多数会说，哎呀，这个不能做啊，这个，哎，不能玩火呀，会烧着手的，或者怎么样。Judy 爸妈就让他去玩火，烧着手再说。教育方式不一样哈。大多数父母都认为他们比你懂得多。
And you can generally make more by humoring that superstition than you can by acting on your own better judgment.
好，我们来看 generally make more， 意思就是说呢，更容易取得好的结果。
Yeah,
you make more.
You can get more advantages.
哎，取得更好的结果，通过什么方式呢？
By humoring that superstition.
Humor 是什么意思？
Yeah, well, to humor is, in general, is a mood. But if it's a verb, then you kind of accept someone's humor. Then you comply with, you make a sort of compromise.
对了，我们都说 humor 是幽默，但是你知道它在做动词的时候啊，它就是迎合、迁就和顺应的意思。
Yeah, that you kind of accept...that things are not as you like it, but you still accept them for long-term benefits.
而 superstition 的意思呢是迷信。
Yeah, it's a belief that everyone blindly believes, but it's not true.
那这里的 superstition 指的就是、
that parents know better than you.
哎，对了，这里的迷信指的就是爸妈知道的比你多。所以如果你就顺从迎合了这个迷信的话，你肯定收获得多。
Yeah.
你 make more. Then 什么呢？就比你
By acting on your own better judgment.
哎，就比你按照自己更正确的判断形式呢，更容易取得好的结果。
Yeah.
哎，你看看这句话，马克吐温是这么教我们的哈，是还得听父母说的。他们毕竟吧，是吧，吃的盐都比你吃的饭多，是不是？ By humoring that superstition, then you can by acting on your own better judgment.
Yes.I really like this passage a lot.
是吗？喜欢这段？
Yes. It really reflects actually the way how most kids are educated in the Netherlands too.
是不是？
Yeah.、
哦、在荷兰大多数的孩子都是这么长大的。
Yeah.
好，大家思考一下啊，不是说马克吐温说的就一定对，你也要有 critical thinking， 你也得想他哪儿说的不对啊，哪儿你觉得能听他的。来，第二段就是另外一种观点了，如何对上司和陌生人。
Be respectful to your superiors, if you have any. Also to strangers, and sometimes to others. If a person offends you, and you are in doubt as to whether it was intentional or not, do not resort to extreme measures. Simply watch your chance and hit him with a brick. That will be sufficient. If you shall find that he had not intended any offense,Come out frankly and confess yourself in the wrong when you struck him. Acknowledge it like a man and say you didn't mean to. Yes, always avoid violence. In this age of charity and kindliness, the time has gone by for such things. Leave dynamite to the low and unrefined.
Always be respectful to your
Superiors
是指的什么？
That can be, well, your parents, teachers, or the government, police.
对，可以是父母，也可以是老板，也可以是上司，也可以是政府啊。Be respectful to your superiors. 一定要尊敬你的长辈，
yep.
你的上司。接下来说
，If you have any，
当然，如果你有的话，
yeah.
啊，一定要尊重他们。
Also to strangers.
哦，而且还要尊重陌生人。
Yeah.
Why do you 尊重陌生人呢？
Well, I think that refers back to Mark Twain's writings, his novels. Because in his novels, it's always centered around a meeting between two strangers and something good come out of that because they kind of they met each other and they didn't have any prejudices or something.
嗯，马克吐温的小说当中都是这样的。
Yeah.
这个人呢，无论身份的悬殊，都是很平等的。
Yeah, and like for example, if you meet a stranger and you're from the beginning, you're already like, oh, it's a stranger. I'm not going to be nice to him. Like, how can you learn from a stranger if that stranger is very wise or something, or will be able to help you in the future or something?
对，不能因为是陌生人就横眉冷对啊！对陌生人呢也要尊重。
Yeah.
但是呢 ，sometimes
and sometimes to others,
有时候还要对别的人。
Yeah.To other people.
不是不仅是尊重陌生人还要尊重其他人
Yeah, and with that he means like his friends or yeah, brothers, sisters. Because you shouldn't, he really was against the fact that you should place others above yourself. That you should think yourself as lower as someone else.
嗯，对，您说的对，他特别反对，就是说人前必须把自己装得很高似的那种，没必要。
Yeah.Yeah.
没必要在人前摆出一副自己就高高在上的姿态，他认为是没有必要的。对别人，对普通人，对任何人都应该尊重。
Yeah, and like being respectful in his eyes was not the same as making yourself a lower person, like experiencing yourself as being less valuable or something. But in his days, there were still many people who thought about themselves like that. Like, for example, black people or, yeah, people who are poor, they considered themselves as be less worthy than richer people or white people. And he really addressed that, not necessarily in this article, but in a lot of his books.
对啊，在他的文章和他的思想当中呢，这个人与人之间互相尊重，不论种族、颜色啊，还是信仰，都应该互相尊重。但是如果有一个人 offend you， 如果有一个人冒犯你的话
，and you are in doubt as to whether it was intentional or not，
you are in doubt， 你在怀疑，你弄不清楚 as to 关于 whether it was intentional， intentional 就是故意的，他是不是故意的？Or not, 还是不是故意的，这点你搞不清楚的情况下 Do not
resort to extreme measures.
Extreme measures 就是极端方式。那么 resort to 呢，我们都可以猜出来是什么意思了。
Yeah, resort to is like that you pick a way to solve something, but it's a less preferred way. Like if it rains, you resort to taking a taxi.While it's like expensive and it's difficult to get a taxi, etc., etc., but you have no other means to go somewhere.
Resort to 的意思就是诉处，不要诉处那种，诉诸那种 extreme measures，
yeah.
极端的方式都不要采取极端的措施。Simply watch your chance.
Just wait until you have your chance. That's what it means.
你只要耐心的等待你的机会 ，watch your chance and.Hit him with a brick.
Yeah, and that sounds really extreme. But in Mark Twain's view, the pen was still mightier than the sword. Like, he would say, he would argue that hitting someone with words, with sarcasm, with like good arguments, is worse than really physical hitting someone or hurting someone.
他说在这种情况下呢，你只要瞅准机会，哈，用一块砖呢，狠狠地打他一下。Hit him with a brick, and that would be sufficient. 这就够了。
Yeah, that's enough.
在马克吐温看来呢，如果用一个尖锐的言辞去伤害别人的话，比那个用砖打一个人会更加的无耻一点，会更加的厉害一些些。
Yeah.
精神上去迫害别人，比那个用身体上拿块砖去砸人呢，要更厉害一些。所以他就说，你用一块砖去砸他就够了。That would be sufficient. That would be enough. 这就够了。好，继续。
If you shall find that he had not intended any offense,
如果你发现呢 ，he had not intended, 他不是故意的冒犯你的。
Yeah,
intended,
he didn't want to hurt you or offend you.
Oh, any offense 就是冒犯。如果你发现他不是故意要冒犯你的，那你怎么办
？Come out frankly and confess yourself in the wrong when you struck him.
好的 ，come out 你就站出来 ，frankly。很坦白的，很坦白的站出来，很坦然的站出来。
Be honest.
Be honest. Confess. 然后 confess 就是承认，承认你自己呢 in the wrong， 你错了。
Yeah, that you were wrong.
when you struck him, 你就承认说啊，我当时我打你的时候，我那个你的时候，我做错了，
yeah.
你就很坦然的说错了就错了哈。
Acknowledge it like a man.
这句话好，像一个男人一样，像一个男子汉一样，勇敢的承认自己的错误。
And say you didn't mean to.
哎，要说明自己呢，绝非有意如此。像一个男人一样，要坦白自己对对方的报复，另外要说明自己绝非有意如此。
Yeah.
你看，这就是很像绅士该做的事儿，对不对？
Yeah.
就很有风度的，不玩阴招的。
Yes, always avoid violence.
没错，没错，总是要始终要避免 violence 暴力。
Yeah, don't be violent. In this age of charity and kindliness.
在这样的年代，什么年代呀？到处都是 charity。慈爱 kindness 宽容、
yeah.
讲究和平的这种年代
in a time of that people took care of other people who were in trouble like gave money to poor people etc
宽容友好的年代盛行的是仁爱和宽容、
The time has gone by for such things
The time has gone by 是用那些东西的时间呢已经过去了什么东西呢
violence
用暴力的时间呢已经过去了
Yeah, it's just not I mean we've been there, done that And now we have to move on Like don't do violence anymore That's in the past
然后他说最后一句
Leave dynamite to the low and unrefined
Dynamite 是炸药
Yeah, it's like a bomb
把炸药啊炸弹啊暴力啊留给那些 low 看到没有马克吐温就用了 low 低俗的人
Yeah
Unrefined没教养的人
Yeah, people who don't have manners People who are impolite And people who behave low Like those people he would like to leave dynamite to Like he didn't care that much for them
马克吐温都开始用 low 来形容人了一百年后今天我们还在用 low 来形容人哈
Yeah, we still
Low and unrefined、
yeah.
低俗的没有教养的人好这就是关于尊敬别人的这个观点接下来来看看关于生活作息
Go to bed early. Get up early. This is wise. Some authorities say get up with the sun. Some others say get up with one thing, some with another. But a lark is really the best thing to get up with. It gives you a splendid reputation with everybody to know that you get up with the lark. And if you get the right kind of lark and work at him right, you can easily train him to get up at 9:30. Every time, it's no trick at all.
哎，这句话还比较容易读懂哈、
yes.
有点简单。说呀，要早点去睡觉，早点起床。Go to bed early, get up early.
This is wise.
早睡早起，这可是明智的。This is wise. Some authorities say, 有些权威人士说呢。
Get up with the sun.
要日出而起，跟着太阳起床。
Very, very early.
太早了、
yeah.
太阳什么时候起床啊卯时就起床了啊五六点钟天边蒙蒙亮的时候就起了那起得太早了哈那有的人说呢
Some others say get up with one thing, some with another
也有人说 get up with 跟着这个起跟着那个起啊、
yeah.
能跟着什么起呢可能那个时候的说法比较多吧是不是
Yeah, everyone has his own reasoning like, oh, you should get up at this time and then that's better than that time or something
每个人都有自己的那个关于起床的观念吧但是
But a lark is really the best thing to get up with
Lark, 我们可没见过叫云雀
Yeah, it's an American bird actually who gets upPretty early, usually, like they sing pretty early.
好，云雀呢是美国的一种鸟类啊，在美国比较多吧，都是一起床就唱歌，所以很多的歌，什么歌曲里啊，文学作品里啊，都有云雀 lark 这种鸟类。Lark is really the best things to get up with. 云雀呀，跟云雀同起是最好的了。
Yeah.It gives you a splendid reputation with everybody to know that you get up with the lark.
哟，如果说这东西呢能够给你一个很好的名声。
Yeah, if you say, oh, I woke up as early as the lark, then everyone is like, oh, so early. So you have like a reputation that you work harder, that you are very eager to do stuff. And yeah, I mean, he has reasons for this.
如果大家知道你和云雀同起的话，你的名声自然就会好。好在哪儿啊？大家就说你很勤奋。
Yeah.
和云雀同起，是不是 ？Get up with a lark。
Yeah.
还有这么一个讲究哈。看来不同年代人们对于名声的看法是不一样的啊！你要是跟云雀同起在那个年代，你就是一个 diligent man、
yeah.
一个勤奋的人，一个 hard working
yeah, yeah.
是不是这样了？好，接下来说
But he doesn't mean that you have to get up really early because and if you get the right kind of lark and work at him right you can easily train him to get up at 9:30
这句话特 你知道马克吐温特别逗哈
yeah, yeah.
云雀本来是起得很早的，他得自然起，是不是
yeah.
5-6点钟的时候他就开始叫唤了，但是他说了什么呢？ If you get the right kind of lark、哎、你得弄到一只呢对的云雀
Yeah, just a lark you can train that you can make,、哎、that you can make listen to you
还可以 work at him right Work at him 就是你还可以训练他
Yeah
还可以正确的去训练他然后呢 You can easily train him to get up 你还可以细心的调教他你准能够轻易的让他每天早上9:30起床
Yeah Then it's no trick at all. Like, then you can still say, Oh, I got up with the lark this morning. And everyone will assume that you got up really early, but actually it was 9:30. So it's brilliant. It's a brilliant idea.
他说 it's no trick at all. 这可不是什么复杂的伎俩哈，这可没有什么小聪明在里边。你要是把你家的云雀训练到每天早上6:30起床，9:30起床，你还是跟人家说 I get up with a lark.
Yeah.
人家还说哇 get up with a lark 还是很好的名声
yeah still you have to then you still have the reputation but you can sleep as much as you like
对训练完了你就比云雀还勤奋了这是我们聊天室同学说的所以你说马克吐温是不是很幽默哈
he's very clever
所以他其实是什么他不主张5-6点钟就起床是不是 get up with a lark
yeah
是不是
he's really like He really like mocks a bit people who are pretentious with this. Like some people, some authorities, like they say, "Oh yeah, I work so hard, I get up that early and blah blah blah." But he kind of differs like that. Like if you get up early, doesn't mean that you're a better person or something. Like he wants to kind of address that understanding.
对他这个字里行间的意思就是说呢，有的人就老炫耀自己啊，早起很勤奋啊，怎么着这种。其实他认为。早起跟你勤奋没有什么太多的关联。
Yeah, well, actually, this whole passage like, kind of reflects like Dutch culture because when I came to China, I really had to get used to the fact that people get up so early. Seriously.
哎，中国人是起得早，是。
Yeah, so early.
你看你才到中国来都不适应吧，哈。
No, I.
你们一般正常时间起床都10点钟。
Yeah.No, at 10 o'clock, people start to work usually, and then, yeah, at 6, they quit. I mean, in China, they get up at 6, and they start at 8, and then they work until 9 in the evening, and I'm like, what?
是中国人太辛苦了。
Yeah, yeah.
所以我们中国人勤奋吗
Yeah.
好，这是关于那个早起的观念哈，明智之举，早是早起是肯定好的，但是这并不意味着你就是一个早起，你就证明你特勤奋那个的意思。接下来我们说说 lie。
Now, as to the matter of lying, you want to be very careful about lying. Otherwise, you are nearly sure to get caught. Once caught, you can never again be in the eyes to the good and the pure, what you were before. Many a young person has injured himself permanently through a single clumsy and ill-finished lie, the result of carelessness born of incomplete training.Some authorities hold that the young ought not to lie at all.
现在我们来谈谈说谎的事儿。Now, as to the matter of lying, you want to be very careful about lying.
Yeah. If you lie, be very careful. Like, prepare it well. That's what he said.
你要是想说谎的话，你一定得小心。你不要随随便便说谎。
No.
因为谎言的代价是很重的，所以你一定要精心策划好。You want to be very careful about lying. Otherwise, 否则
You are nearly sure to get caught.
你是几乎一定、yeah. Nearly sure 等于 sure. Nearly sure to get caught 会被抓住的会被戳穿的
Yeah, like if you don't prepare a lie very well, then you can might as well like assume that you will be, that it will be found out that you are lying.
一定会被抓住的
Yeah.、
啊、然后呢
Once caught,
一旦被抓住
You can never again be in the eyes to the good and the pure.
你将永远不会再在 那些 good 和 pure 的人的眼中变得和你原来一样了。
Yeah.
你的形象就永远的被改变了。You can never again be in the eyes to the good and pure what you were before.
Yeah.
在那些善良纯洁的眼中，你就不可能再和原来的你一样了。
Yeah, because everyone knows that now that you are a liar, so you're not a good and pure person anymore.
你就不再是了。Many a young person,
many young people.
哎 ，many a young person 就是 many young people 的意思。
Yeah, yeah. It's old English.
It's 一个用词。Has injured himself permanently. 你看，
yeah.
永久性的伤害了他们自己。
Yeah, for yeah, permanently, like it cannot be changed anymore.
哎永久的嘛 ，permanently 不可以再被改变了。Through 通过一种什么方式呢 ？A single, clumsy 笨拙的 ，and ill finished 草草结尾的一种谎言。
Yeah, something you didn't prepare well.
你看，许多年轻人都这样，用一个简单、笨拙又草草结尾的谎言，就把自己的前程给断送了。
Yeah.The result of carelessness born of incomplete training.
他说呀，这种 carelessness, 这种疏忽的结果呢，是什么导致的呢？ Incomplete training, 是天生缺乏训练的疏忽所导致的结果。
Yeah,
伤害了自己。
You should, yeah, if you want to lie properly, then you should train yourself in lying properly. Because if you're too careless and think, nah, I will just lie and don't prepare well,Then you get caught. That is what he actually says.
你要撒谎呢，你就得精心设计你的谎言。
Yeah.
不然你就会被抓住，抓住你的结果，你的形象就不保了。一旦被戳穿，你的形象就玩完了。Some authority hold, 有些权威人士还认为说 ,the young are not to lie at all. 年轻人绝不应该撒谎。
Yeah, they should not lie at all.
那 Mark Twain 的观点是什么呢？到底年轻人要不要说谎？
Yes, of course young people should lie. They should train themselves in lying. Because he says that men have the natural disposition to be able to lie. So, but if you use lying in a good way, it can help you move on with your life. It can help you actually to reach a certain situation.
马克吐温认为人的天性当中呢就有谎言的基因。
Yeah.
如果说这谎言说得好呢也许对他人有帮助，那要说的不好呢，那不仅伤害别人，把自己的前程也给断送了。所以说谎是个艺术。
Yeah, it's like an art, and it's only an art when you don't hurt other people with it, like when you don't do things that hurt, yeah, people or society. I mean, you should only lie when it's proper to lie.
不伤害别人的情况下，这才是一门艺术。伤害了别人，这就糟糕了。
Yeah.
继续来看他对读书的观点 about reading.
There are many sorts of books, but good ones are the sort of the young to read. Remember that. They are a great, an inestimable and unspeakable means of improvement. Therefore, be careful in your selection, my young friends. Be very careful.Confine yourself exclusively to Robertson's sermons, Baxter's Saints' Rest, The Innocents Abroad, and works of that kind.
书有很多种啊 There are many sorts of books. 这大千世界书海无涯 But good ones are the 好的书是什么书呢 The sort of good ones are the sort for the young to read.
Yeah, young people should read the good books, actually.
那些适合青年人看的书呢，才算是好书。
Yeah.
一定要适合青年人说的是 the good ones.
Yeah.
好，还要记住 remember that.
They are a great, an inestimable, and unspeakable means of improvement.
用了一个特别大的词，你一定要记住哈，说这些书啊，这些好书都是什么呢？都是 great.
Yeah.
是很棒的，很 inestimable.
Yeah, inestimable is actually a word we don't use that often. That's why I kind of struggle sometimes. But it means like it's a value that you cannot measure. It's like beyond measuring.
Estimate 是衡量，估量。Inestimable 就是不可估量的。
Yeah.
那些都是不可估量的 ，unspeakable 还无法说出的 means of improvement.
Yeah.
就是说他们呢好书啊都是难以估量的巨大的财富。
Yeah, it's a tool to improve yourself.
用了两个大词就把这个好书的作用呢给烘托出来了。
Therefore, be careful in your selection, my young friends.
所以啊，因此啊，年轻的朋友们啊，你一定要谨慎的选择图书呀。啊，读书是一种绝佳的、难以言表的进步的方式啊 ，means of improvement。所以，年轻的朋友们要谨慎的选择书。
Be very careful.
强调了一下，还要非常非常的谨慎才行哦。
Confine yourselves exclusively to.
好，这里有个短语叫 confine oneself to.
Yeah, that means that you should focus yourself only to. You should like limit yourselves actually to only good books.
对了，那就是说限制你自己，啊，约束你自己，把你自己的阅读范围内呢限制在 exclusively， 就是专属的。
Yeah, only actually.
哎 ，only。仅仅在这三类书当中啊，这三类书咱都没读过。
No, I to be honest, I don't know these books. To be
你也没看过这类的书。
No,
但是我们从名字呢，我们能够看得出来，这是关于什么的呢？可能是关于 belief and faith.
Yeah, about religion, belief and yeah, philosophy. I think
是罗伯森的布道词啊 ，Baxter's Saints。巴克斯特的圣徒的信息以及 Innocents Abroad 傻子国外旅行记等等 Work of that kind 诸如此类的作品都是跟哲学、
嗯、
人生观甚至一些信仰、
yeah.
啊、包括宗教相关系的、啊、他们年轻人应该把自己的读书的范围限定在这些里面、
yeah.
年轻的时候多思考人生是为什么人生的目的是什么、啊、来世上走一遭又是为了什么人云亦云哪点不对自己有可能会突破一些什么这都是年轻人要去思考的事情、啊、而不是急于的投入生活的大潮跟着别人一起买车买房是吧、啊、这个成家立业等等先要想清楚思考思考到底为什么自己是这样、啊、为什么存活于这个世界上想要做什么这是 Mark Twain 的一种观点年轻人要读这些方面的书籍
对
跟上次那个培根的
yeah,
那个 Bacon 的观点、
like、
有点相似
yeah, yeah, but Bacon like he wrote more about like really what kind of books and like that he deferred different kind of people to that different kind of people should read different kind of books but yeah he Mark Twain gives a more overall advice
啊，他主张年轻人读书一定要慎重选择
yeah
啊，而且那些适合年轻人读的书一般才算是好书
yeah
他这个是见多识广啊，是吧？马克吐温这个非常的犀利啊，这个针砭时弊啊，然后这个洞察人性啊，是很深刻的。所以他知道在他们那个年代，什么样的书是对年轻人最有用的。百年以后听上去，觉得这些信息还是很有道理。
Yeah.
Last paragraph.
But I have said enough. I hope you will treasure up the instructions which I have given you.And make them a guide to your feet and a light to your understanding. Build your character thoughtfully and painstakingly upon these precepts. And by, when you have got it built, you will be surprised and gratified to see how nicely and sharply it resembles everyone else.
I have said enough. 好像我已经说的差不多了哈。
Yeah.
啊，这个只是一个 excerpt。其实他还说了很多关于 weapon、
yeah.
关于 lying、啊、说到人年轻人要谨慎的使用武器等等这个我们会一会儿呢发给大家你可以做补充阅读、啊、但是我们在这里呢就先给他收个尾我呢已经说的差不多了 I hope you will treasure up 你看 treasure 是宝贝、
yeah.
但 treasure up 就是好好珍惜
Yeah, that you kind of remember everything he said that you store it in your heart or in your brain whatever and that you remember it forever and you treasure also his you cherish his advice
你要珍惜啊你珍惜我给你的这些 instructions、
yeah.
啊这些建议这些教诲最好是铭记在心吧 which I have given you 啊我给你们的这些教诲铭记在心 and make them a guide to your feet 啊这句话写得特好
yeah
把他们作为自己的 guide to your feet 行动的指南
Yeah, that like his advice can guide your feet in going somewhere, that it might stimulate you to go traveling, or that it might help you in making decisions in your life, like where will I study, where will I live, what kind of work will I do. That's really like a guide to your feet.
在人生做人生每件事情的时候呢，都 make them a guide to your feet， 作为你行动做任何一件事情行动的一个指南 and a light to your understanding 啊，这是今天我们的群名就叫 a light to your understanding.
Yeah, then it kind of gives you more clarity about affairs in the world, that it kind of gives you more sense to things that's going on, that are going on around you.
指路明灯，你的理解力的 light、
yeah.
啊、你理解力的灯是指路明灯。另外呢，要 build your character thoroughfully啊、还要什么呢，还要 build， 你还要修身、啊、build your character thoroughly， 还要全面的去修身、修身养性嘛，咱们要说修身养性叫 build your character thoroughly， 全方位的去塑造你自己 and painstakingly
yeah, that means that you do put a lot of effort into something and a lot of that you have toGo through a lot of trouble to achieve something. Like I always compare, the explanation of painstakingly with Chinese students when they study for some test or something. They study painstakingly. They work through the night and they do so many extra classes to get something. And it really like I admire that.And that's very painstaking, but the result is they pass the test.
Painstakingly 用在咱们中国学生身上是最合适、再合适不过了。
Yeah.
就是奋力的、拼了命的、啊
yeah.
像比如说像考试啊这种情况下，就拼了命的叫 painstakingly. Upon these
precepts
就是
precepts are guidelines like moralities, like well, actually the advice he gives in this excerpt.All the things he says, like lying is an art, and you should only read good books, only listen to your parents when they're present. Like those are precepts.
这是观点吗
Yeah.
你们一定要修身养性，一定要 painstakingly 的奋力进取哈，在刚才说的那些观点上面、
yeah.
要好好的去努力，不要当耳边风，听过了就听过了。 And by 意思就是
when the time passes, as the time passes、
哎、等于 as the time passes 就等于说天长日久呢 you've got it built.
Yeah, your character, when you've got your character built,
你就修成正果、
yeah.
就 got it built.
Yeah, that you think, okay, now I'm a complete person.
现在我是一个完人了、
yeah.
现在我修成正果了，我有 got it built. And you will be surprised. 哎，你会惊喜的发现。
Yeah,
and gratified.
Grateful.
什么意思啊？
Grateful.
就是很感激的。
Yeah.
很开心的发现。
Yeah.
很惊喜的，很开心的发现。How nicely and sharply it resembles everybody else.
And that last sentence is really funny, I think, because, imagine you painstakingly try to build your character, like to be a complete person, and you think, okay, now I'm finished, now I'm an individual, and now I'm like, good, you know, like I've achieved my goals, and I'm unique. Then...you can be surprised and see how it resembles, like how it looks, like everyone else's character. So actually you're never finished with building your character if you want to achieve uniqueness.
当你觉得你终于要修成正果的时候、啊、你会觉得哇不错，我的人生已经进步了很多了、啊
yeah.
我已经按照我的目标达成了，但是你会惊人的发现你看你的品行和周围其他人是多么惊人的相似、
yeah.
哦、原来大家都在不自觉地修正了自己的品行，都想达到一个更高的目标，而且实际上这事儿是没完没了的，是永远不可能有一个终止和结果的。
Yeah, so you're never finished actually with learning and with like with improving yourself. And that's what I really like about Mark Twain. Because, yeah, often in his time, especially, like, authorities, they thought they were superior, you know? Like, they were the example everyone should follow. But actually, they were no hair better than anyone else.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's... I like this a lot.
看，当你最终觉得自己要 要完美的时候，其实发现永远是不完美的。
Yeah.
啊、你永远会发现周围还有很多人的品行跟你是很相似的。所以啊，他在这里对年轻人还是提出了一些要求的啊，一定要有意识的去让自己的层次上升得更高。
嗯，
好、啊，他没说让自己要挣更多的钱，他说让自己的品行和层次要变得更好，要通过读书的方式不断的去修正自己。哎，不断的去拔高自己，是真正的提高自己，是吧？一百多年前 Mark Twain 的这种观点，现在听来还是对年轻人很有帮助的。
Yes, I think many young people can learn from this a lot, and I recommend Mark Twain's books a lot.
好，老师也为大家推荐马克吐温的作品，同学们有空的时候可以去读一下。行，这就是今天呢，我为大家带来的《看书有道》阅读美文的第二期 ，Mark Twain Advice to Youth 致青年人的忠告，希望对我们的学习者有帮助。感谢大家的收听，公众号英语 PK 台收取今天的音频和全文本。谢谢 Judy 老师，下周见，拜拜。
谢谢。